Good evening, mi gente. Well, today is Friday. Thank you, Lord, for the ending of this week, the beginning of our weekend. Praise God. Most of you are probably out of work because it's about to be 7. I waited a little bit to bring this word to you today of increasing you. And I hope that you are blessed by it. I want to start with this scripture. In Psalms 118, verse 24, it says, It actually says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God has given us another day to get up, to work, to do what we got to do, but most of all, to give him thanks and to praise him. Give him thanks, you say. Yes, give him thanks. Give him thanks that you're alive. Give him thanks that you have another day to conquer your day and to do what you have to do for your family, your children, your husband, your wife, your home, whatever it is, the ministry, whatever it is, you have another day. He's giving you another day. Maybe yesterday was a lousy day. Today, he's giving you another day to make it right. He's giving you another day to rejoice. He's giving you another day to be glad. He says, be glad in the day that he's given unto you. Now, let's look at the key word of the scripture. The key word of the scripture is rejoice. Why does he want us to rejoice? Why should we rejoice? Well, let's see what else we have in the word. In Philippians 4:4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Rejoice is in here in the beginning of the scripture and at the end, and it starts with rejoice and it ends with rejoice. And when you think of the word rejoice, what do you typically think of? You might think of rejoicing as being a state of constant happiness, right? Like that person's always happy or they're always celebrating something. Every detail of your life with an unending joy, right? Like everybody's happy. You ever see somebody and you're like, man, that person's, they're always happy. They're always posting something and they're just so happy. They're always rejoicing about something, right? Well, what about when you see the scripture that says rejoice in the Lord always? Does that have the same sentiment as the mentioned statement of happiness that I've just mentioned to you? Do you feel like when I say rejoice or when I say anything that has to think about rejoicing, happy, do you think of the two the same? Do you think about when I tell you to rejoice, do you think about rejoicing in the Lord? Or are you just thinking about what the definition of rejoice is? And you may say, you know, I am not a happy person. I don't got time for this. You know, too many things have happened in my life. I don't got things. I've had a really bad day. And, you know, how can I even rejoice when I'm having a bad day? Or this is God's fault because, you know, he took my loved one from me. Or this is God's fault because I don't have a reason to live or whatever. But you may feel that way and you feel like you have no reason to rejoice. Well, let me tell you, the devil is a liar, okay? Because you have every reason to rejoice, especially if you're alive and you're alive to give love unto others. If you're alive and say you just got healed or say God has brought you through a time where you felt like, you know, you were at your lowest point. Maybe you were dealing with cancer. Maybe you were dealing with COVID. Maybe you were dealing with diabetes. Maybe you've been dealing with the heart condition, whatever the condition is. If you're alive and you are breathing and you can thank God, then that is something to rejoice about. Amen. So rejoice. And he says it again. He says, rejoice, right? We must rejoice. You know, so when we look at the scripture in Philippians 4:4, the apostle Paul is speaking to a church and he's letting them know as he writes this letter to them, he's telling them, I want you to rejoice always in the Lord. Always celebrate the Lord. Have an understanding that in everything you do, rejoice in the Lord. And don't be upset. Don't allow for these things to like burden you, but to always have an understanding to rejoice in the Lord for what he has done. So say, for instance, like I just gave you a whole sentence of, you know, all these things that you may have gone through, right? Or may be dealing with. Rejoice that you're getting through it. Rejoice that you've been healed. Rejoice. Maybe you're in remission. Maybe your diabetes is under control. You know, maybe your heart condition is no longer. Maybe you've been a lot better, you know, been through a tough patch, but God has brought you through. That is something to rejoice for. You know, maybe you had a child that was, you know, not doing so good and now is doing really good and is thriving. That's something to rejoice for. You know, maybe you had nothing wrong in your life, right? But you just feel like you've just been alone. Well, I'm here to tell you, rejoice. You know why? Because you're not alone. Because God is with you no matter what. He is with you during every circumstance, every situation in your life. He is with you. You know why? Because his word says so. He says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. All right. So as Paul is writing this letter, he's telling this the people, you know, he wants them to examine themselves in the actions that they're doing and what they're doing. And he wants them to have a profound understanding on believing and trusting God that they can rejoice in greatness of over everything at all times, in the beginning and in the end. And I believe that that's how the scripture is worded that way, with the rejoice in the beginning and rejoice at the end, because God wants us to understand that we got to rejoice in the beginning. So when you get the diagnosis, rejoice. And when you're over it, rejoice. Like, rejoice all the time. Okay, I'm in the season. This is what's going on. All right, Lord, but I know that you are greater. And I know that you got me. And I'm not going to walk through this, right? So you know that you can trust him. And so when we look at what Paul is saying as he's telling us to rejoice always, right? To rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He's saying this because he wants you to activate your faith. He wants you to believe and to trust in God that you can rejoice for all things and know that God got your back. He's going to take care of it all. You have to rejoice. So today is the end of your weekday. Might have been a rough week, but hey, you got a new day. Rejoice in this day. Rejoice for what he's given to you and make the ending great. Make it a great ending. If your morning didn't start out well, then make it a great ending, because God is in control and he's going to take care of it all for you. Okay? So never lose focus of that. Have your faith and trust in him that he will be with you always and he's got your back, right? Okay, so then you may say, you know, Tina, I hear what you're saying, you know, and I just don't understand. I'm like, I just can't rejoice. I just feel so depressed. Sometimes I'm just so anxious, right? And so Paul is also encouraging the people not to be anxious for nothing, but to give their needs in prayer to God. He's saying, give it to him. You know why? Because in return, God will give you peace. So if you're feeling depressed, give it to the Lord. Say, you know what? Take this from me and let me be free and fill me with your peace. If you're anxious about whatever that's going on, you feel anxious, you begin to feel worried, guess what? You can give it to the Lord. And I guarantee you that he will bless you. The reward is that he will give you peace. He will sustain you. If you trust in him, you activate your faith by rejoicing and believing in him that he will give you what you need. Amen. So we have to rejoice in the Lord and have faith in him and know that he is with us and be anxious for nothing. Amen. So we rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And so Paul is still saying in this scripture, he's telling us, like, listen, this is through it all. I want you to understand that you have to rejoice at all times. At all times, whether you're sad, whether you're happy, whether you're angry, whether you're confused, whether you're tired, whether you don't have a moment to give thanks, whether you feel like you don't got no time, whether you feel you got nothing because, you know, things are so bad, you have no money, you don't have that, you don't have nothing for the next day, you don't have a place to live, you're getting evicted, whatever the case may be. Trust me when I tell you, if you take all of that and you give it to the Lord and you wait on him, he will take care of you. I guarantee you the reward is that he will bless you through it all, no matter what. Now, when we look at the word rejoice, According to the Webster Dictionary, it says, it is to give you or to feel joy or great delight. But while to rejoice means to have or to possess. So we are to rejoice. So while we're rejoicing, right, when we get a hold of the understanding of the scripture and we get a hold of understanding what rejoicing is, when we hold on to that, listen, we now possess the joy of the Lord, and we can rejoice knowing, you know what? He's going to take care of it. So whatever the situation is that you may be facing in this day or in this season in your life, I guarantee you that when you give it to the Lord, he's going to take care of it, and you can rejoice and you can have full possession of that joy of the Lord and be happy in it and know that he is going to take care of it all. So when somebody comes to you and says, hey, how you doing? Say, I'm good. I'm rejoicing. God got it. He got my back. He's going to take care of it. I don't know how he's going to do that, but I have faith in him that he will take care of it. Amen. Now, I want to say something here. You know, I have people that have said, well, you know, I have done that. You know, I've asked, oh, God, you got to help me with this, you know, because I can't do it alone, you know, because I got all these. And you start dropping F-bombs left and right. Well, the F-bomb and God in the same sentence don't go. And you're just then condemning and blocking your blessing. Rejoice and be happy and say, you know what, God, I have to give this to you because I don't know what else to do. And every time I look at it, every time I look at my life, everything that's always happened, it always looks really crazy, always all messed up and everything. And it seems like the same thing happens over and over again. And I feel like maybe I'm not worthy of it, but I'm going to trust you. You know what happens? When you trust the Lord, he's going to take care of it. And if you get to that place where you take out the cursing, if you take out the negative and you activate your faith by believing in God, I guarantee you he's going to take care of you. I guarantee you he's going to show off and he's going to show you how much he truly loves you. So don't block your blessing by cursing it, by using or saying things and allowing for stuff that's not glorifying to God come out of your mouth. Okay. So here we go. So how do you do that? Yes, and I'm talking about, you know, having the possession of joy and knowing that we have the possession of joy to rejoice. How do we do that? Well, think of God as you would someone that's right in front of you, whether it's a family member, a coworker, a church member, somebody, your child, anybody that when you spend time with this person, and you think of this person, it brings you joy, right? It brings you great joy. I have to think about my grandmother. When I would get to spend time with her, it would always bring me great joy. I was always super excited to spend time with her because she was such an amazing woman. And the next person next to that, I think about my father. Every time I get to be with my father or spend time with my father, I love it. I have a very close relationship with my father. So it brings me joy. And then last is my husband. I enjoy being with my husband. So when I know that my husband's coming home, it brings me joy. The same thing with my children. When I know that I get to spend some good quality time with my children. So I know that each one of you can relate with someone in your life that when you think about that person, it brings you joy. And therefore you rejoice or you're happy that you are able to spend time or to be with that person, right? And so the same way that just because you can't see God, right, Jesus or Holy Spirit, you can come to have an understanding that knowing that God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit is close to you, is with you. And you can feel the presence of God when you trust him in the midst of your chaos, in the midst of your troubles, in the midst of happiness, in the midst of the goodness, the positivity, the everything. You can, even if you feel uncertain, whatever way, whichever way that it goes, you're happy, you're sad, you're mad, you're glad, whatever it may be. Now, if you trust God through that, he's going to help you. And so when you can't see him, but when you can think of him in the middle of those circumstances, I guarantee you that you're going to feel his peace and you're going to know that he is with you. And you just got to just continue to trust him for everything in your life. You know, it can be hard at times to find the way to rejoice, but especially, let me say it like this, especially if you're going through pain, especially if you have a real strong struggle, if you're so overwhelmed with sadness, grief, whatever it may be, but it is possible to love on the Lord and to rejoice in him always. When you don't, and you feel like it, or you feel like you got too much pain, and you can't think of God in that moment, think of something good. And that goodness will remind you of the goodness of God in your life. We have to look at this scripture and understand that whereas it follows in Philippians 4:4, if we look into verse 6 and 7, where it talks about not being anxious and giving your request to the Lord with thanksgiving in your heart. So don't be anxious for the things that you have, but thank God for what he has given to you. And then it follows with verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. You know what? You may not be able to understand or fathom what is going on or why you continue to deal with the same circumstances continuously and you keep finding yourself in the same thing over and over again. And you're probably watching this video saying, Tina, shut up. I just can't rejoice anymore. I don't know how else to do it. Well, listen, I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to keep on saying the same thing over and over again. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to say to you, you can do it. Think of something really good in your life that brought you joy. And I guarantee you that God was in the midst of that. He will always be in the midst of the goodness in your life because he's the one that's always blessing us, right? We just got to trust him. And you know, you're strong. All you got to do is say, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And I'm going to give it to you, God. And try it for change and see how something different will happen in your life and how the Holy Spirit will begin to move in your life. So when you're dealing with these situations and in your time of prayer and as you're waiting on the Lord, ask God to make a change in your life so that you can always rejoice and be thankful in the Lord and thank him all the time. And as you're waiting, continue to thank him. As you're waiting for the answered prayer, as you're waiting for an answer to happen, as you're waiting for anything, rejoice. Begin to think of the good things. And here's a little tip. I want you to write something down that blesses your heart, that you find that brings you great joy. And when you find yourself in your sorrow and your pain and your anger, whatever it is that's bothering you or that controls your temperament, I want you to look back at that. And then I want you to remember that Jesus is reminding you to rejoice. Think about the goodness of that person. Maybe it might be your child. Maybe it might be your spouse. Maybe it might be someone you're longing to see. But whatever the situation is, you want to look at it and remember that it's time to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Trust and believe in him that he's got you through it all. Be anxious for nothing. Have hope. Be thankful. Have the peace of God, knowing that God is listening to your prayer request. He's going to take care of you. You don't need to reach out to a whole bunch of people. God just wants to hear from you. Yes, you can reach and we can come into agreement. We can stand together and believe and wage war and say, yes, we're believing in for a change and something great to happen. But most of the times, God just wants to hear what you have to say. He wants you to come to him and speak to him and know that he's got your back. He is in control of your life. So your prayer, let it be that you can rejoice more and more in the Lord, that you can rejoice always, that you can rejoice in everything, and that you are awaiting his peace in return, that you are awaiting for his love to come to you. Amen. Well, I pray that this word has encouraged you today with rejoicing in the Lord always. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice is the key word. We need to rejoice always. And again, I say rejoice. Be anxious for nothing and be thankful. Give all praise unto the Lord and thank him for everything that he has done for you. Make it personal. Make those scriptures a prayer and make it personal to you that he will give you the strength and the joy that you need so that you can continue to do all things, because he will give you what you need. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The key word is through Christ, Christ being in you to strengthen you to do all things, and you can be the overcomer. Amen. All right, now let me pray for you and I will see you Monday, all right? Because my time of rest has come this week and I'm going to enjoy my weekend with my family and my friends. And I pray that you do the same thing. And remember that to rejoice in the day that the Lord has given to you. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. I thank you for the great and mighty God that you are. Father, I ask that you will give each and every one that is watching today and listening furthermore, Lord, that they will have a divine understanding of what it truly means to rejoice, Lord. I pray that you will bring them closer to you, that this word has increased them to have an understanding of what it is to truly rejoice in you, to be glad in you, to give you thanks. Father, even in the little that they have, I pray that they will find the joy and the greatness to rejoice in you, Lord. And Father, and for those that got a hold of it and understand how to rejoice and to be glad in you, I pray that you will bless them and that their cup runneth over and that they will have such an abundance of joy that it will bless all of those that are around them, Lord, every single person, Lord, and that it will continue to just pour out amongst each other, Lord, and that they would just continue to love one another, Lord, and continue to share the good news of you, of who you are, Lord, and the great and mighty God that you are. And so, Father, I just thank you for your love and your mercy. And today, I rejoice in this day that you have given unto me to be able to come on to this Facebook Live and to pray for all that are listening and watching, Lord. I pray that they will know profoundly what it is to rejoice in you and to rejoice always in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, guys, God bless you, love you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.